This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Senator J.D. Vance formally introduced himself to American voters as the vice presidential running-mate of Donald Trump Wednesday night. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Addressing the Republican National Convention, the Ohio senator said he's from small-town America, the kind of place where people built things and loved their country.
But it was also a place that had been cast aside and forgotten by America's ruling class in Washington.
Noting he was in fourth grade when a career politician named Joe Biden gave away American jobs with the NAFTA trade deal.
Joe Biden has been a politician in Washington for longer than I've been alive. 39 years old.
In a direct appeal to Rust Belt voters who helped Trump win the White House in 2016.
In Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, and every corner of our nation, I promise you this. I will be a vice president who never forgets where he came from.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Under pressure from fellow Democrats to drop his re-election campaign, U.S. President Joe Biden tested positive for COVID-19 while visiting Las Vegas Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Ran Chang has more.
Biden was due to speak for Unidos U.S., a Latino civil rights organization, when the CEO came on stage and announced he would not be attending the event. The 81-year-old president remains defiant as calls grow for him to drop his bid for another term in office. Some fellow Democrats feel he's too old to seek re-election. A Reuters Ipsos poll that ended Tuesday found some 40% of Democratic registered voters said Biden should drop his re-election bid. Meanwhile, some 65% of independent registered voters agreed with them.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. This is VOA News. U.S. journalist Evan Gerskovich appeared in a Russian courtroom Thursday for the second hearing in his trial on espionage charges. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has that story.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich has appeared in court for a second hearing in his trial on espionage charges. Gerskovich is accused of gathering information for the U.S. while on a reporting trip in Yekaterinburg, where he was arrested. The trial is being held behind closed doors in the same place he was detained. Gerskovich, his employer, and the U.S. government strongly deny the charges. He's facing up to 20 years in prison if convicted. I'm Karen Chamas.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen vowed on Thursday to create a European Defense Union as she campaigned for a second term. Von der Leyen laid out her vision before lawmakers in the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France, including investing more in defense while also continuing investment in the EU's climate initiatives.
A vision of a stronger Europe that delivers prosperity, that protects people, and that defends democracy. A stronger Europe that delivers social fairness and supports people. A stronger Europe that implements what it agrees in a fair way and that sticks to the targets of the European Green Deal with pragmatism, technology neutrality, and innovation.
Von der Leyen needs support from at least 361 lawmakers in the 720-member EU Parliament. Three centrist groups expected to support her have a total of 401 lawmakers, but some are expected to defect and oppose her in the secret ballot. If von der Leyen fails, EU country leaders will have 1 month to suggest another candidate, which could likely delay the launch of the new European Commission until 2025. Negotiations between Israel and Hamas over a possible ceasefire remain on track despite Israel's continuing military offensive in the Palestinian enclave. AP Jerusalem correspondent Tia Goldenberg explains.
Those talks were put to the test over the weekend when Israel targeted Hamas's military commander in Gaza, Mohammed Deif, in a massive strike. That strike killed a separate Hamas commander as well as 90 others, according to local health officials. But Deif's fate remains unknown. Despite the strike, Hamas said that it would continue with the ceasefire talks. And there were signs of progress on Wednesday. Egyptian officials told the AP that an Israeli delegation had arrived in Cairo to continue talks. And Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, had told his U.S. counterpart that the fighting in Gaza had made the conditions ripe for a deal.
That was AP Jerusalem correspondent Tia Goldenberg. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.